Hi, this is Paul Dini.
And this is Misty Lee.
Well, we got a lot of things to do this week, getting the house ready for Halloween. Halloween around here is a full month preoccupation.
Oh, yeah. We've got a white picket fence full of beautiful autumn leaves and pumpkin faces all over the yard.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the beginning. We've only just started. So we need a little time this week, so we're not going to do our regular podcast. We have, however, assembled a special show of our favorite Halloween songs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to crank up the old Halloween jukebox here and regale you with a few of them. In the background right now, you hear the theme song from The Munsters, favorite old show of ours.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody likes that one. I always love the Munsters, like Herman and Grandpa, of course.
Grandpa.
Yeah, Grandpa. Yeah, yeah. You're great, Al Lewis. Lily and Eddie, of course, and the white sheep of the family, Marilyn Munster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
we have a great song by another person named Marilyn Manson, who kicks things off with his version of "This Is Halloween," the opening song from "Nightmare Before Christmas," another classic that we love. So here's our first song on the jukebox. This is Halloween.
Shining and the stars were bright. The world seemed so peaceful, as still as a mouse, till I got to the neighborhood haunted house. Had a feeling something funny was a going on. Noticed I was far from being alone.
I overheard a ghost to another sailor to the haunted house boogie in a ghostly way. Well, my knees started knocking and I almost froze. I started into trembling from my head to my toes. Remembered all the times when I used to boast what I'd do if I ever met a real life ghost. I could see them all gathered in there. Sudden I heard the shuffle, yes, the shuffle of the feet, doing the haunted house boogie with a ghostly beat. Well, I hadn't been drinking, so it must have been true. You might not believe it, but I'm telling you. My heart started pounding and I shut my eyes. Then I says, dear Lord, I'm much too young to die. Enough at last, I got away from there and I got away fast, until I couldn't hear the shuffle of the feet doing the haunted house boogie with the ghostly beat.
That second song you heard there was the Haunted House Boogie by Happy Wilson.
Yes, I know nothing about it except somebody sent it to me, and it's a great song.
It's awesome.
And the next two coming up, I put on in honor of you, my love.
Oh, you did?
Yes, yes.
Is it Purple People Eater?
No, actually, I couldn't find Purple People Eater. But I did round up Black Magic Woman, and of course that's a natural for you. And Swinging at the Seance. About your shows up at the Magic Castle.
Yeah, so we've got a little Santana and Glenn Miller then.
Yes.
All right.
Coming your way.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Tombstones quake.
Tombstone knockers swing and wake.
Happy haunts materialize
and begin to vocalize.
Grim grinning ghosts about to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Climbs high o'er the dead oak tree.
Spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes
start to shriek
and harmonize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
weird toes dream where spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize.
Rise as spooks of every size.
When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swinging wake. Happy hearts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, or a silly spook may sit by your side, shrouded in a daft disguise.
They pretend to terrorize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
The moon climbs high over dead oak tree. Spooks arrive for the midnight spree. Creepy creeps with eerie eyes start to shriek and harmonize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell, weird glows gleam where the spirits dwell. Restless bones etherealize, rises spooks of every size. Oh, yes, they do.
When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swinging wake. Happy hearts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, for a silly spook may sit by your side, shrouded in a dark disguise. They pretend to terrorize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Moonshine's high over dead oak trees. Spooks arrive for midnight spree. Creepy creeps with eerie eyes start to shriek and harmonize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. When you hear the knell of a requiem bell, hear those dreams where spirits dwell. Restless bones etherealize, rise as spooks of every size.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Yeah, that was a favorite from Disneyland, the Grim Grinning Ghost from the Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make it down there again. I miss those guys.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know what? Can I put her on?
Yeah. Okay, great.
Okay, our niece is on the phone. So, Calla, we're doing a podcast this year with our favorite Halloween songs. Do you have a favorite Halloween song?
You'd have to say the Monster Mash.
Monster Mash? Do you know who sings that?
Yeah.
Who?
Bobby Morris, Ticket, and the Crypt Kickers.
Why do you like that song so much?
Just because I like to let them, and I like that it names all these different kinds of monsters, like from Dracula to Frankenstein.
What's your favorite monster?
I'd have to say Wolfman.
The Wolfman?
Yeah.
So you want us to play Monster Mash for you?
Yes, please.
How about this? How about you make a crazy monster noise for us? Give me a real good Wolfman howl. That was pretty good. Thanks, kiddo.
Yay.
So this one's going out to Calla. Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers with the Monster Mash.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It got on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Monster mash good!
We got a great ghostly duo coming up by two of my favorite artists of all times. The first is the phenomenal Louis Prima and Mr. Ghost Goes to Town. And following that, the incredible Cab Calloway with The Ghost of Smokey Joe.
Somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look, there he goes. Mr. Ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright, and this is the night. Oh, that Mr. Ghost is going to town. He's got a date to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bones to hot saxophone, 'cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.
hidey, hidey,
hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey.
Whoa. You didn't see me climb to the window. Nobody had to open that door. I just climbed right through the wall, and I want you, one and all, to stand aside and let me have the floor. Take a look, I'm not such a stranger. Here's the face you cookies all ought to know. You can tell me I'm not wanted, but the joint will still be haunted, 'cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Remember when I kicked the bucket in my mansion up on Stryver's Row? When they came and took me off in a $1 zillion coffin, 'cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Tell me, do you remember Minnie?
Yeah, we remember Minnie.
That frail I never found.
You never recognize your Minnie.
You mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around? I've got a date on my estate down in Hades. Call my chariot so I can go. And should the boot you're walking, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey Joe. Yes, I remember Minnie, she's that frill I never found. You mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around? I've got a date on my stake down in Haiti. Oh, but get it so I can go. And should the boat you're walking, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey.
Oh, we got another one on the phone.
Oh, looks like our nephew Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm over energetic. I've ate too much cookies.
So, Pete, have you decorated your house?
Of course.
And how are you decorating?
Cobwebbing and spiders.
Cobwebbing and spiders. That's pretty cool. Hey, do you have a favorite Halloween song?
A Thriller.
Do you want us to play Thriller by Michael Jackson?
Sure, what we're talking?
No. No, as soon as we hang up, I'll put it on the podcast.
Thank you, thank you.
Pete, can you wish everybody at home a happy Halloween?
Happy Halloween, everybody, and adios.
Okay, so here we go. Michael Jackson's Thriller for Pete.
Cause this is Taylor, Taylor night. Thank you.
And that was Zombie by Gene Cardos and his orchestra.
Not to be confused with the Zombie song by the Cranberries, which I just didn't want to listen to.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know all that much about Gene Cardos, but his band sure had a great sound. Let's see, going down the list here, who else have we got here?
You have heard some things about zombies and pumpkin heads and ghostesses and magic people, but what about my monster?
Well, hey, Rashi, what do you want to hear?
I want to hear a song about my favorite monster, Gorilla Grodd.
Gorilla Grodd?
Yeah.
Well, he's not really a monster, he's more of a supervillain, and I don't think they wrote a song about him.
Oh, that is a sad, sad mark against all of American culture.
Well, you want to hear a song about something else then?
Yeah.
Well,
How about King Kong? I mean, he breaks the dinosaur's jaw, that's okay.
Well, yeah, he's a primate also, and yeah. In fact, yeah, he's a big monster, so sure, he's got a great place in Halloween. I think it would be...
Wait.
Oh, what do you want, Super Rika?
Wait, if you are going to play a song for King Kong?
Yeah.
Then I demand equal time for the greatest monster ever.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Godzilla.
Oh, God.
Yes. If you represent Godzilla. If you do King Kong, you must have Godzilla.
Godzilla fights a big bug.
Godzilla fights King Kong and beat his ass in the Japanese version.
In the Japanese version where the lips don't sink.
Okay, all right, boys. Okay. How about we've got a song here about King Kong and one about Godzilla. You happy?
See.
Yeah, it's a medley.
Was a big ape in the forest. He was so big and strong. He was the ruler in his kingdom. Call that monk King Kong. Hey, King Kong. King Kong. King Kong. King Kong. He got so lonesome. He went looking for a mate. When he found out what was happening, it was much too late. Yeah, King Kong. Trapped the mighty gorilla, brought him to the USA.
after all that monstrosity, I think we need a palate cleanser here. How about something about just good old, plain old Halloween skeletons?
Ooh, rattling bones.
Yeah, rattling bones.
What you got there?
I got Skeleton in the Closet by Nat Ganella and his Georgians.
Yeah.
Midnight fling, the merrymaking was in full swing. They shrieked themselves into a cheerful trance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. A goblin giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from the big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. All the witches were in stitches while the steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped the broomsticks when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such unearthly laughter or such hilarious groans when the skeleton in the closet rattled his bones. Oh, yeah.
What'd you do, flip the station over to classical?
Well, actually, I decided to put on one of my favorite soundtracks. This is the opening overture to The Devil and Daniel Webster.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, by Bernard Herrmann.
Oh, God, I love the devil in that movie. So appealing.
Yep, a lot of people ask me, you know, what's my inspiration for the Joker? And I really point to Walter Huston's portrayal of him in this movie.
Oh, it's so good.
At least in part. You know, I think the Joker is a combination of every bully I ever met, me on a really bad, horrific day when I just hate the world, and Walter Huston. There's something so charming and so engaging and yet
and
so
dangerous
about him in that movie. I just love it. So I thought I'd use that as a little background flavor for our next songs, which take in a whole range of Halloween creatures. We've got devils, we've got lurking phantoms, we've got headless horsemen, we've got undescribed, undescribable monsters, and another collection of skeletons. So here we are rounding it out. So we'd like to wish you a very happy Halloween. We'll be back with a few more spooky treats throughout the month of October.
Yeah.
But for now, enjoy these last selections on the Halloween Jukebox.
Lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
He runs around with sticks and stones, passes out his moans and groans. The devil ain't no lazy bones, he works 24 hours a day. Oh! The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
He likes to see us fight and fuss. He makes us mean enough to cuss, and then he blames it all on us. He works 24 hours a day. He travels like a lightning streak and strikes from town to town.
Yes, yes.
And if he gets you when you're weak, he'll tear your playhouse down. The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
Tells us he won't hurt a fly, then he makes us steal and lie. Keeps us sinning till we die. He works 24 hours a day. Out each night to give the folks an awful fright. I think he does it just for spite. He works 24 hours a day. The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
He tells us how to find success. I know we'll wind up in distress. The devil is an awful mess. He works 24 hours a day. He likes to see things scorch and burn, so don't make no excuse. If he catches you, he'll turn you every way but loose.
Yes.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
So when you think you're strong and brave, smart enough to not behave, then you've got one foot in the grave. He works 24 hours a day.
Thank you.
now gather round while I elucidate on what happens outside when it gets late. Along about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin, and some don't even bother to wear their skin. I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night. Oh, when the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman, he's the worst. When he goes a-jogging across the land, holding his noggin in his hand, demons take one look and groan and hit the road for parts unknown. There's no wrath like a spook that's spurned. They don't like him and he's really burned. Swears through the longest day he's dead. He'll show them that he can get ahead. Oh, close all the windows, lock the doors. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause he'll flip your top if it'll fit. And he likes them little, likes them big, part in the middle or a wig. Black or white or even red, the headless horseman needs a head. With a hip, hip and a clippity-clop, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan. You can't reason with a headless man.
And 3, 4. Lonely, unmarried, looking for love, life was passing me by. So I sent off my photo, hobbies and age, magazine marriage I'd try. They say for centuries lovely Japanese girls have been trained in the art of pleasing men. Be lonely no more, open destiny's door. For $1 they arrange a meeting. My image was wrong, I didn't like me, so I changed my personality. I bought a deluxe Merseybeat wig, but it was a size too big. What confidence in my new built-up shoes, so smart for winter or summer, undetectable in normal everyday use. Look out, there's a monster coming. Bye-bye binoculars and Macintosh, everything is just great. I take elocution, learn to speak posh, but still I can't find a mate. Be popular, learn to play the guitar, in 7 days you could be strumming. Be sociable and kissing technique. Look out, there's a monster coming. For my cannabis clothes, I reshape my nose. Plastic surgery's best. To cut down my weight, off comes my left leg. I pass the swimming costume test. Are my sideboards too long? Don't my aftershave pong? I know my nude nose ain't running. What's wrong with my tie? Am I getting too high? Look out, there's a monster coming. Disfiguring ugly my facial hair I had removed electrically. I rejuvenated my energy cells and regained my virility. Grunt, grunt, he put my hand on my heart, I ain't to change any part. He had a machine for a mommy. Please be gentle with me, I come to pieces, literally. Look out, there's a monster coming. 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 Look out, there's a monster coming.
Thank you.
a grind, drives a hot rod, and eats macaroni and cheese. That's a lot harder than it seems like it would be. Well, whatever. Happy early Halloween, ding-dongs!